The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The town of Cambridge, geez, talking about local government organisations that just never seem capable of avoiding controversy. I reckon the town of Cambridge is almost at the top of my list. Shout out to the city of Melville. Never forget you guys. But the town of Cambridge, look, they've managed to make a bit of a meal of a vote.
Yes, that's right. So the mayor, Kerry Shannon, she didn't want the by-election to be run by the WA Electoral Commission because there was, you know, all these things about the Shire of Serpentine, Geraldine having the theft of postal votes and, you know, wasn't quite kosher, apparently, according to her. Now, so she made a motion to run the by-election by themselves and, you know, it went ahead and now they've sent out voting packs as part of the current by-election to people who decided they didn't want to do it in person. They have to do it by the post. And their voting pack had some very glaring omissions. From a declaration form, the envelope you expect to return your ballot, and the profiles of the candidates were all missing. So I actually don't know what else was in the pack.
So basically, everything you can get wrong, they got wrong. It's amazing to me. They just didn't leave it up to the WA Electoral Commission. You know, like the AEC has only been managing elections in this country for like 50 years.
It's like one of those.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Oh, completely. Yeah, it's a bit of a mess, and you know, and we found out about it because a disgruntled resident basically who wanted to vote. You know, it's good that residents want to vote. And you're getting it all wrong and you're making a dog's breakfast out of it. What's the point?
And it's especially when we know local government elections are pretty, not very well attended at the best of times. So anything that makes harder is just not good for the process. Arilyn Westlake Jennings, the group editor of the Perth Now newspapers, will remind everybody that you can subscribe to the digital edition. You go to perthnow.com.au and you'll see a tab there that you can click on and subscribe and get those delivered to you digitally. Of course, you'll find them in your letterboxes every week. Thank you for joining us on The West Live.
Thanks for having me.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.